From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to our Sunday broadcast here in Radio Star Country. In a few moments we'll be returning to the parable of the sower. We're thinking today about the seed sown among the thorns. First here's I Found a Friend in Jesus.
I found a friend in Jesus, He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in Him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow He's my comfort, in trouble He's my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna He my hungry soul doth fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
This afternoon I would like to share with you some thoughts from the seed that was sown among the thorns from Luke chapter 8. In the verse 7 we read, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And in the verse 14 we read, that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. We know that God will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. We have been thinking about the parable of the sower. The sower who goes forth to sow is the preacher or the Christian, the person who shares the word of God, whether in the public place through preaching, whether in the radio as I am so doing today, or the person who simply shares the word of God through personal conversation with a neighbour, through giving out a gospel tract, through talking to their children about the things of the Lord, through teaching a Sunday school class. There are many ways by which we share God's word, and as we share God's word, we are sowing the seed, and the seed contains all that is necessary for life. And so it is within the word of God. There are all the ingredients that are necessary for spiritual life, for eternal life. There is nothing more important than to know that we have eternal life. There is nothing more important than to know that when we close our eyes in death, that we will be with Christ, which is far better. And the word of God is the signpost. It is more than the signpost. It is the precious seed which, when it germinates within the heart and the soul, it produces life, real life. Jesus Christ said He came to give us life and to give us more abundant life. There is life in Christ, the like of which you never thought possible in this world. It is only those who come to Jesus, when their scales fall off, when their blindness disappears, when the light dawns upon the soul, it is only those who come to Christ who realize what a wonderful Savior He is. You might think you're living today, but if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you're dead. You're dead in your sins, and you're heading for eternal death and hell forever. You have no response to God. You care little about God because you're dead, just as those who are dead, they care little, they think little, because they are lifeless. And so it is. The reason why you have turned from Jesus Christ, the reason why you spurn the gospel and reject God, is because you're dead in your sins, and you've got to acknowledge that deadness. Only God can give you life. But this book, the Word of God, the Scriptures, they are the source of life. For here we have the great message that Jesus Christ came into the world to die for us, to bleed for us, to shed his blood for us, and to rise again for us. And there is the answer for it all, the resurrection. We live in a world of death, with this coronavirus sweeping around us and circulating in our communities. People have been thinking about death more than ever. People have been afraid of death more than they've never been afraid of death before. But here is the answer for life. There is no need for fear when we know Jesus Christ as Savior, because he died to defeat death and he rose again. And here is the resurrection. The very fact of the resurrection shines a glorious light into every heart and every soul. But you've got to embrace that light. And so when this seed is sown, when this seed of the gospel is sown, there are various responses and there are various reactions. Some of the seed is sown on the wayside. That's the hard heart. That's the heart that just shrugs off the gospel. That is the heart that is careless and indifferent. That is the heart that is rebellious, and perhaps your heart is hard even now to the Word of God and to the truth of Scripture. I pray that God will have mercy upon your soul and that hard heart will be softened. And then some seed was sown among the stones. And the stones represent the shallow heart, because underneath this layer of soil there was a rock, and the seed couldn't germinate properly. The roots couldn't get deep down, and so the soil was washed away. And when the sun came, the sapling was totally exposed and just didn't have the ground. It didn't have the depth whereby it could grow. And sadly, there are those who say they are Christians. They seem to embrace Jesus Christ, but they're shallow Christians. There's no depth in them, and so they are not sustained. And perhaps you have been like that. You have talked about being a Christian. You have even made some form of commitment to being a Christian, but it has been shallow. There has been no substance in it. There has been no depth to your belief. Well, I pray likewise that God will have mercy upon your soul. But now we come to another type of ground, the thorny ground, because some of this seed, as it was scattered from the hand of the sower, it fell among the thorns. And this seed too took root. And this seed too seemed to grow and it seemed to develop. But so did the thorns and so did the weeds. Every gardener knows that there is no difficulty in growing thorns and weeds. They'll grow with very little encouragement. They'll grow with just a tiny bit of moisture. They don't have to be watered. The weather doesn't seem to disturb them. They just grow and they keep growing and they take over. And so it was in this place. The young sapling started to grow, but the thorns and the weeds, they grew up so much faster, and they wrapped themselves around the little sapling that was just starting to establish itself. And before long, the sapling was strangled by the sheer strength and the weight of the heavy and the rapidly growing weeds. And so there was death and there was not life. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that the weeds and the thorns, they represent the cares of this world. They represent the deceitfulness of riches. You see, we are human beings, and as human beings, we know that there's this physical part to us. And sadly, we have this tendency to make the physical part more important than the spiritual. And we have this tendency to act as if the spiritual is not there, as if it doesn't exist. Now, what does not help is the fact that our society today is intoxicated by materialism. Materialism is the notion that all that we are, all that exists, is what we can see, or what the surgeon's knife can reveal, or what the X-ray and the scanning machine can uncover. That's all we are. We are just a bunch of cells. That's all we are. And we live, and then we die, and then there is nothing. And so all we have to live for is the physical, is the material things, and all that goes along with the material world. And that's why the Lord called riches a very deceitful thing, because they get in on us. The things of this world get in on us. They generate pressures, they generate worries, they generate fears, they generate concerns, they generate greed. And they starve us of the oxygen of God's precious word because we put them first and we act as if the spiritual is not real. We have this tendency to be absorbed with physical things because we're physical creatures. It's part of the temptation of being a human being. And therefore the Lord called riches a very deceitful thing. They deceive us because they take us away from the Lord. And what is true of riches is true of everything in the material world and in the material realm. Now in the Gospels we have some examples of this. For example, there was that young man, he was simply known as the rich young ruler. He came to Jesus and he said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? I'd like to have eternal life." It's a very good question. But the Lord knew his heart, and the Lord knew he was totally absorbed by the things of this world. And so he said to him, "I'll tell you what you do. You sell all that you have, you give to the poor, and then you'll be able to follow me." And the young man couldn't do that because he put his riches first. That does not mean that the Lord tells everyone to sell all that they have and give to the poor. That's not what he was doing, but he was putting his finger on the sin that absorbed that young man's heart. And if he was to have eternal life, he had to repent of that sin of creating an idol out of the things of this world. And that is true of all of us. If we're to follow Christ, whatever it is that is an idol to us, whatever it is that we put in the pinnacle of our existence, we have to part from that, because to be a Christian is to have God at the very apex of life. It is to crown Jesus Christ as Lord of all. And this young man, he couldn't do that. And then there was the other individual known as the rich fool. And he had had a very good harvest. Things were going very well for him. And so he said to himself one night, "I'm going to take things real easy. I have enough now put by me for many years. I'll not have to work the way I've been working. I'll tear down my barns, I'll build greater, and then I'll take my ease. Live off the profits of all of my years of hard work." He didn't think of God who had given him the harvest. He didn't think of where his soul might be if he did not enjoy that retirement. And indeed, on that very night, his soul was taken from him and he went out into God's eternity. A man who put the things of this world first and foremost didn't think of the spiritual. Oh, how deceitful the things of this world can be. And therefore, I want to ask you the question today, where are your priorities? If this seed of truth is to get a grip in your heart, and if you're to be born again, then you must put all your faith in Jesus Christ alone. You cannot be living for this world. Repent of the sin of living for this world, of the things of this life. They will destroy your soul forever in hell, but Jesus Christ offers you life and life eternal. Oh, I pray that you will follow Jesus Christ today, that he will be your Savior, and that you will love him with all of your heart, and that this seed will not be strangled by the material things of this life. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611, 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.